Excellent. Welcome back. And welcome again to Master Agata Zeliszowska's doctoral disputation on this, the Thursday, the 10th of December. It was on the 10th of June 2020 that Master Agata Zeliszowska submitted a thesis entitled Irresistible Movement, the Role of Musical Sound, Individual Differences and Listening Context in Movement Responses to Music, and sought leave to present it for the degree of Philosophia Doctor at this university. On the recommendation of the Department of Musicology, the Faculty of Humanities appointed the following evaluation committee: Professor Mark Lehmann, Ghent University, Senior Birmingham Fellow Maria A.G. Vitek, University of Birmingham, and Professor Rolf Inge Gaude of University of Oslo. Professor Rolf Inge Gaude served as coordinator of the committee. On the 20th of October, the evaluation committee reported that it had found the thesis worthy of being defended at a disputation for the degree of Philosophia Doctor. And earlier this morning, the candidate gave the prescribed trial lecture on the following topic: what is musical entrainment? The trial lecture has been found satisfactory by the evaluation committee. The first opponent in the disputation will be Professor Mark Lehmann, and the second opponent, senior Birmingham fellow Maria A.G. Vitek. Should any person watching the webinar wish to speak or pose questions, opponent ex auditorio, then notice should be given to me before the second ordinary opponent is called to speak. So a message in the chat to me to notify that you would like to pose a question. And questions can also be posted in the chat, then I'll be able to read them out as well. And there will be time for questions after the second opponent, so at the end. And any technical questions can be sent to Ellen Filmberg, who's also present in the webinar, so you'll see her on the screen, or she's available there as well to answer any questions that you can send privately in a chat to her as well. Right, I now call upon the doctoral candidate, Agata Zeliszowska, to come forward and give her introduction.
Thank you. So, warm welcome to my doctoral defense. I would like to welcome the committee, welcome people in this room and everywhere in the internet who are watching it as a webinar. And I will be now briefly summarizing my PhD dissertation, which is titled Irresistible Movement, the Role of Musical Sound, Individual Differences and Listening Context in Movement Responses to Music. The work presented in this dissertation is a part of a larger project, which is called MICRO, Human Bodily Micromotion in Music Perception and Interaction. And this project has been led and started by Alexander Revsumyensenius and employed a postdoc, Victor Gonzalez Sanchez, and a PhD, me. So the combined expertise of us, our combined expertise is music, information, music technology, computer science, biomechanics, and on my side, mainly psychology and classical music. The main idea of the project, Human Bodily Micromotion in Music Perception and Interaction, was to research a phenomenon that was called as micromotion, which is all these tiny movements that human body makes when having a still position, like just standing. Because human body moves constantly. If there is no movement, it basically means we are dead. So these tiny movements that happen in the human body are the central interest of this project. So the main idea was to examine the impact of music on bodily micromotion And then when I joined the project, I proposed to add several perspectives on factors that can contribute to movement responses to music. So first, I suggested to look deeper into musical sound, because of course, not every music can move us, or that's what we didn't know. So what I wanted to investigate was specific types of musical sound, like differences between genres and between music features and such. And then the next point of focus are the individual differences. So all these traits and background variables about the listener that perhaps somehow relate to this small movement behavior. And the third group of factors relate to the listening context. And in this dissertation, I focus particularly on one listening context, which is the difference between headphones and speakers listening, which I will explain a little bit more in a moment. But the point was to just look at this triangle of different factors as one phenomenon, so that we understand that it is not possible to understand human body movement without to music or in a musical context without looking at these three factors. So the first research question is, does music make us move? And then, as you saw just now, there are three groups of interest, and each of them has been assigned one research question. So first is, what features of musical sound are needed to induce movement? And the second is, what traits of listeners make them likely to spontaneously move to music? And what context of music experience encourages body movement? The theoretical and empirical framework for this dissertation is quite broad, and it draws from a variety of different disciplines, mainly from psychology and musicology, but also from biomechanics. What I would like to highlight here is cognitive psychology and music cognition as a part of systematic musicology. But also all these different disciplines somehow contributed to the knowledge that is presented in this dissertation. And in terms of theory, I've used several theories as a background for this project. So first of all, the theory of embodied music cognition, and then theory of motor mimetic music cognition, theory of motor resonance and detectable agency in music, sensory motor theory of rhythm and beat induction, and the theories of evolutionary origins of music and dance. This thesis is structured in a way that there is a long introductory section, which is about 100 pages, and then follow the five research papers. So it is a paper-based dissertation. So it starts with a short introduction, and then come the two background chapters, followed by a long section on methodology and a short summary of each of the five research papers, and a short discussion summarizing the findings. The main methodology used for this dissertation is motion capture, which enabled us to see very small types of displacements of human body, which is movement. Apart from that, I used a variety of questionnaires and also some types of audio analysis. And as something extra and more for the purpose of the micro project than for the purpose of my dissertation, in one of the experiments, I also added three different physiological measures, electromyography, EEG, and the breathing sensor, and a balance board. But again, these are something additional, and are the data from these sensors is not analyzed in this dissertation, but the framework of collecting data from all of them simultaneously is something that has been discussed, as it is describing a new way of approaching human body motion. There are two main experimental paradigms. The one on the left is championship of standstill, and on the right, it's headphones speakers experiment. So now I will talk, I will briefly introduce each of these experimental paradigms. In the championship of standstill, we invite a group of participants to the motion capture laboratory for a competition, which is called the championship of standstill, where the task is to stand as still as possible, and the winner who moves the least gets a prize of 1,000 kroners, which is about $100. And there is only one listening session and only one marker placed on top of the head. So we only have data from about the movement of the head. And at the end, there is also a short questionnaire. And so far we've run five editions of this experiment. So there have been two editions that precede the beginning of MicroProject, 2012 and 2015. And then during the recent years, we performed three more editions. And there was one scheduled for this year, but unfortunately the outbreak of coronavirus crossed our plans. So the second paradigm is headphone speakers, where one participant is invited to the laboratory at a time. And there are two listening sessions, one with headphones and one with speakers. So the purpose is to compare the behavior of the participant in these two sessions with the same music in each session. So here we have a full motion capture, 20 markers on the body. And as I mentioned, these additional technologies, EMG, balance board, and breathing sensor, and a variety of different questionnaires. This paradigm has a much longer time devoted to collecting questionnaire data. And there is no instruction for movement or stillness, so the participants are free to do what they want as long as they stand in a neutral position and they are not encouraged to dance, for example, but also not encouraged to remain as still as possible, which makes this paradigm substantially different from the championship of standstill. And now I will briefly summarize each of the five papers. So the first paper is titled "The Musical Influence of People's Micromotion When Standing Still in Groups." And it is the first exploratory approach to analyzing micromotion that is based on the data from 2012 championship, which was the first one. And there were 91 participants, and a mix of music genres was used as music stimuli. And the design of presenting stimuli was that there was first 3 minutes of silence and then 3 minutes of music, which is a substantial drawback of this experiment. But since it was the first one, it just enabled us to have the first insight into the micromotion characteristics, as well as the impact of music on micromotion. And we observed that indeed people move more in music than during silence. One criticism is that perhaps people are just becoming tired after the third minute. So because they are already standing for some time. So in the next editions, we changed this design of presenting stimuli. In paper two, we have data from 2017 championship of standstill from 71 participants, and three music genres were used: electronic dance music, Indian vocal music, and telespringer, which is a Norwegian folk dance. Let's just listen for short examples.
Detta är reine nöjdare.
So here, as I mentioned, we introduced a new way of presenting the stimuli, which is in blocks of silence and stimuli. And three stimuli are presented in a randomized order for each group. So in this paper, we were interested in the impact of pulse clarity, amplitude, and spectral centroid. So very particular extracted music features. And we've run a cross correlation between movement and music features. So first of all, we found, similarly to the previous championship, that there is more movement to music again, but this effect is driven by electronic dance music. And we also observed that pulse clarity is the single feature out of these three that increases movement. And then we have paper three, which is titled Headphones or Speakers, an exploratory study of their effects on spontaneous body movement to rhythmic music. And this is based on the headphone speakers experiment, where there are 35 participants listening to electronic dance music and two custom-made rhythm tracks. Let's listen. So this is a metronome track that's based on a beat, unlike a typical metronome track. And this is a simple beat, a simple rhythm. And then we have a beginning of an EDM song, which is also quite a simple rhythm, but produced with much more nuance, more musical qualities. And then we have three EDM tracks. The main purpose of this experiment and the main goal of this paper is to discover whether there is a difference between headphones and speakers listening in terms of the embodied music experience and the observed small movement that we can get. And we observed that there is more movement in headphones compared to speakers. And also headphones have been reported as more tiresome by the participants. And we also observed that there are various styles of using headphones and speakers, which raises questions about the use of these two ways of presenting sound in music research in general. So there should be, these differences should be considered in the future. And then paper four is still based on the same experiment, but with a very different focus. It is titled, Who Moves to Music? Empathic Concern Predicts Spontaneous Movement Responses to Rhythm and Music. So this time the focus is on the listener and all the variables that are connected to the listener. So as I mentioned, there were many questionnaires used. We tested personality, empathy, music reward, and each of these has several scales. So these are the selected variables for this paper. And the music, because this is the same experiment, the music is identical as in the previous one, but here we only use beat as a reference, the beat track as a reference for the music tracks. So they were grouped in this way that there is beat and then there is music. And we observe that from all these variables, one that has a significant, that significantly predicts movement is empathy, and specifically empathic concern. And interestingly, we also observed that the same trait predicts self-reported tendency to move that we got through one of the questionnaires. Paper five is again based on the Championship of Standstill, the 2019 edition, and it is titled Standstill to the Beat, Differences in Involuntary Movement Responses to Simple and Complex Rhythms. Here we have 98 participants, and two groups of sound stimuli. There is complex and simple rhythms, as the title says, but also the stimuli are at three different tempi. So there is 90, 120, and 140 beats per minute. So the idea was to check whether these types of, characteristics of sound have an impact on the spontaneous body motion. Let's listen to the stimuli. So I've composed these stimuli based on a sample of various drums, having in mind the Japanese taiko drumming. So that enabled us to focus more on the rhythmic aspects of music, not taking in the harmony, melody, and things like that. But at the same time, it does sound like music. It's not just artificial rhythmic stimuli. And as a control for each tempo, there was a beat track, so a metronome, but based on the sound of a drum. And when we compared these types of stimulus, well, first of all, we found we replicated the results from the previous study, the previous championships, where we found that participants indeed move more to sound than in silence. But when we looked separately, or when we compared these types of stimuli, we saw that there is more movement to complex than to these simple isochronous drum beats. And most movement happens at 120 beats per minute. So now, to summarize the findings of all these five papers, we can say that yes, indeed, music moves us, which kind of validates the common assumption that we see in research, because there are many papers that have been published before about the so-called movement-inducing properties of music, but none of them really show that music induces movement because they are based on tasks where participants are asked to move. And they all focus on rather large type of movement. So we are really the first ones to focus on these very tiny movement responses in this musical context. And then for the three groups of factors, there are several findings. For musical sound, we found that the clear pulse is increasing movement, and that music is better than the so-called metronome. Well, so-called because it is not really a metronome track, we used beats, but the point is that music is better than simple repetitive beats at inducing movement, but both have some movement-inducing properties. And then 120 beats per minute seems to be the most movement-inducing tempo. For the individual differences, we notice the impact of empathy on the movement. So it seems that empathic people move more in a task like in this experiment, where one is just to listen to music without any specific goal to accomplish. And then, for a listening context, it was found that headphones are more movement-inducing than the speakers. So, as you can see, these are really very tiny and selected variables that can pertain to each of these three groups of factors: the music, the listener, and the context. But still, there are new findings, and the main contribution is, I guess, in seeing the impact of these factors as a whole, instead of just focusing on music or on the listener, or on something that is very rarely focused on, which is context. So I can just finish with a short presentation of the championship. That's it. Thank you very much.